Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's getting near dawn. Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's for the number three. That book has won 5 international awards. Joe Tankersley is our guest. We're excited about knowing him. He's a great futurist. I've been tracking his work for a long time now, and he's the author of a new book called Reimagining Our Tomorrows, Making Sure Your Future Doesn't Suck. And Joe, thanks again, and congratulations again on the book. You got a website?
I do. It's uniquevisions.net.
So one of the things that you talk about in the book is the relationship between humans and artificial intelligence. And when I ask people, when I'm speaking to audiences, I ask them if they're afraid of how afraid they are of AI and robots. And almost everybody raises their hand. They're concerned about it. And then I asked them, are you more anxious today about technology than you've ever been? And almost everybody, 100%, immediately raises their hands. This seems to be a sentiment that's running consistent out there. And then I asked them, what would you say if I told you that you're more dangerous to yourself, or you're more dangerous, we're more dangerous to ourselves over the next 50 years than robots? And I think it kind of puzzles them. What do you think about that question?
Well, I think you're right on track. I mean, if you look at the future of AI, you hear all of these, you know, terrible stories that suggest that they're going to, you know, we're going to create AI and it's going to suddenly get smarter than us and decide we're not needed anymore. But we create the AI. We're the ones who get to decide what it can and can't do. And we've got the power to make the decision as to what that part of the future looks like. So it's a strange thing that we're afraid of ourselves. We just don't express it in that term, I think.
Well, look at this. One of the things that I talk about is I differentiate at this moment in time between the analog world that we're leaving and the digital world that we're entering. And what I'm trying to help people understand is that when I started my career, my leverage was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper and an Underwood 5 typewriter, right? That was as much leverage as I had. Now I've got a magic wand in my hand. I can push a button and potentially affect millions of people. That's a lot of leverage, and that's something I think that people are having, you know, it's become something it's so cool for us, but we don't realize that it's also very powerful and could be dangerous. It could be for good or for ill. What do you think?
Well, I don't think there's any question. I mean, you can go either way. I think I'm an optimist, and I believe that we are, for the most part, learning our way through these new tools and understanding how to use them for more good purposes than for bad. And I believe most people ultimately will try and do that.
In chapter 4 of your book, you talked about reimagining automation. Talk to us about that.
Okay. Well, I mean, clearly, and this you get this from your audiences, people are terrified by the fact that robots and other forms of automation may be taking their jobs away, and certainly the trends and statistics suggest that's true. But I think the broader vision is, how can we begin to work with automation to improve what we do? Automation's really good at doing routine task. Human beings are really good at doing things that aren't routine, that require creativity and require innovation. And that's the marriage we need to be focused on, not one replacing the other.
Well, I think one of the things that we're doing is we're misapplying the concern, because here we are fully a fifth of the way into the 21st century. And we don't have enough workers, Joe. We don't have enough people to fill the jobs that are open. That doesn't sound like AI has hurt the workforce. The problem we have is not the number of the machines are taking our jobs. It's the machines are reordering what kind of workers we need. And that's comes back to education and our own preparedness. What do you think?
Well, I think our education system is struggling to keep up, and part of it has to do with the fact that change is happening so fast. We're starting to see new ideas about how we educate people, but the truth is, in the future, learning will have to be lifelong. You know, from the moment you're born until the moment you die, you're going to be learning something new if you want to keep up with change.
I think it was I think it was Cato, the Roman philosopher, who said, somebody asked him about why he was learning Greek at 85. He said, it's the youngest age I have. So I think we all have to be that way. You're right about that. I mean, if you're 50 years old looking for a job and you don't know how to use a computer, you don't know how to use Word or Excel or PowerPoint or maybe make a slight adjustment on the back end console of a website or input an order with a computer, you're not going to get a job today. And you can't blame that on robots, can you?
No, I mean, it's a challenge because it didn't used to be that difficult. You got a job, one job for most of your life. And so people are trying to adjust, and that adjustment is going to take another decade or two decades, I think, before culture catches up with technology. That's
exactly right. We've really been fighting this thing for over 15 years. The jobless recovery, I marked it beginning back in the earlier part of this century, especially around 03. Hey, Joe, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, will you take a few minutes and talk to my small business CEOs about being the futurists of their business? Would you do that for us?
Absolutely happy
to. Joe's got a great business background, folks, that you're going to want to hear this. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Joe Tanker is our guest. The book is called Reimagining Our Tomorrows, and I recommend it to you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.